we still are seeing some folks who are expressing concerns about just not understanding where these huge anomalies in consumption could have come from. And so I guess the question I have for the Assembly is, you received that email from a concerned citizen. Would you like us to look into what that person recommended? Would you like us to take other action than what we've taken so far?
Kim, is this...
If you
I'm
give,
a little worried about diving into it.
Yeah. If you want to give direction.
If you want to give direction for her to look...
Can we explore the possibility?
Whether we want to explore the possibility of looking into... If you are conclusive in that you have run down all of the leads on this and that you are 100% convinced that these variances are user-side issues and that there is no issue on our side, you're 100% convinced of that, then I'd like you to bring forward a recommendation that we do not look into reimbursing. That would be my recommendation. But if you are not convinced that it's 100% user side and there isn't a delivery side issue, then we need to talk about that further, and I would like to have an agenda item and discuss it further. So open it up to other folks to make comments on that. David.
I just have a concern about how we're going about with this, okay? I've had people talk to me and say that, no disrespect to your audit at all, but the way I was told this works is that our city goes to the meter, and from the meter on is private.
That's true.
Okay, so my concern is I've had some people come to me and say that you would go into their house and try to help them find out why they were burning electricity.
Kim, are you cool with this?
No.
Okay, we'll go forward with it.
No,
Rod, I'm gonna have you come forward. Sorry, I just don't like sort of audience talk.
Absolutely.
You state your name for the
Rod record. Rhodes, utilities manager.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate it.
Okay, so that's just a rumor then.
I've never asked anybody to go from my staff to go into somebody's house to do any kind of investigation.
Okay.
We have we've told various customers things that they could do that would be beneficial for them to try to investigate either by themselves, and this might be where I've made recommendations that they could go and turn off the main breaker. That will tell, and if their meter continues to run, then there's a problem between the breaker and the meter. We would want to know about that. I absolutely want to know about that. But if their meter ceases to record consumption at that time, we're pretty well sure that anything that happens after that will be part of the on the consumer's process or property. It would be part of their property, right?
Okay, so the other thing that I would really like to see is for our community to understand how a meter works. And I don't know how to get that out to them. I don't know if it's an email form or what, but I've Googled it. I've talked to a couple electricians, and everybody says the meter is redundant very well to the consumer. So if something happens to it.
I'm going to stop. This is the borough manager's report, and we are starting to launch into an issue. And what we were asked is, do we want her to investigate doing reimbursements for power? What I'd like to recommend, because I think there's some great questions you're raising, and I'd like to open this up and allow the community to know that it's a matter that we're going to discuss. So if they'd like to come down and be under persons to be heard, or to sit in the audience, I think at this point I'm going to ask for this to go on to our next agenda.
Okay.
And I would ask that the staff bring forward a recommendation, and then we can work through a proper process. I'm just starting to get a little squirmy on this, that we're going to wind down a rabbit hole. So if that's okay with the, can we give that direction?
Okay.
Mr. Mayor,
yep.
I guess I would ask, though, if again, Assemblymember Powell has been bringing up some specific concerns.
Sure.
If any of the assembly members have specific concerns, just like those we've heard and received in the last couple of days, last three or four days from residents, please get those to us so that we can address those as part of this agenda item.
And I'm just going to say this for the listening audience. If you contacting a borough assembly member is not a great way to investigate your issue, because we're basically consumers like you are, and so the person to go to is Rod or to Lisa, and to be really specific and come forward and allow them to help you troubleshoot the issue. I'll just also say, this is an individual meter by meter issue. We can't just blanket statement that this is, that there's no evidence that shows that this block of houses got hit by something weird. It's so random and sporadic. So we really need people to come forward on an individual by individual basis. So I think we can leave it at that, but give everybody an opportunity to come down and be heard. Thanks, Rod. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Happy to help anywhere I can.
Yeah. Lisa, we'll let you continue.
Sorry to get us. That's a very complex issue.
Yep, completely fine.
We needed some direction. So just a reminder to the assembly, I will be going to Ketchikan on the Friday afternoon flight, just overnight. I'm participating in a SEPA subcommittee meeting with the director. I'll be back first thing on Saturday morning, pending weather, of course, and Kim will be acting while I'm gone. As the governor is coming to Wrangell, I believe also the mayor will be skipping Southeast Conference, even though we had originally intended to go. So we're doing maybe some juxtapositioning with some other staff to have them attend instead, but we will not be able to make it. Just a reminder that we will be having somewhat of a follow-up to a small portion of the stuff that Vance was talking about tonight on the compensation study. We will be having a work session and a special meeting on the 10th of February to go over library and Nolan Center positions. And then we'll have a regular meeting on February 11th. And I sent out a KYP email earlier today, just having a brief conversation about our need to go over goals. And I'd like to put the goals work session in front of the meeting on the 11th, just to let you know. As the assembly is aware, and I'll let the listening public also know, we're having some significant challenges with the public safety building. And the community will probably be hearing more about that as we move forward, trying to understand what our options are with it. We actually have our insurance adjuster will be in town tomorrow to look at the building specifically as it relates to this most recent event and what has transpired, but looking at the building as a whole as well. And I think that's all I've got in addition to previous reports.
Great. Thank you. Burrow, is there any questions for Lisa? Sorry. Drew, you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Did you happen to have a chance to check APEI insurance rates, their new rates?
No, the proposed rate
for next year?
You're talking about increases for next year?
Right.
Come on up, Joyce. Thank you. Just state your name for the record.
Hi, I'm Joyce Mason, the finance director. I emailed API yesterday, and Barb got back with me and said they were just rumors.
Okay.
They weren't what? Sorry?
We had heard rumors that it was going to go up, property was going to go up substantial, and she told us they were rumors and it probably wouldn't go up that much.
Excellent. That's good news.
I will add to that, though. I did receive an email from Susan Erickson, who did say that when APEI did the most recent evaluation of our properties, the value increased about $500,000. And so the premium to cover that additional value is going up slightly above what the assembly originally approved. And Susan said, Lisa, do you want to wait until July to add that other coverage when when the policy comes back up? Or would you like to do it now? And I said, now, because I just don't want to take the chance. So we'll be paying slightly extra above what you guys were originally told for
any idea.
Premium. She didn't have the exact amount. She said it wouldn't be a huge amount. So I just said, do it, because I want us to be covered.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks, Joyce. Any other questions for Lisa? Kim, you're up. Borough Clerk's file.
Other than my little report, so we did complete, or I completed the records transfer and almost the destruction process, hopefully this week. So we have 16 boxes that are going to be destroyed. We've noticed, or I've noticed over the years, that it's gone down, because we're able to keep a more handle on the records. So, and we're transferring 24 boxes, and I think if I went through, I could probably transfer more. But, yeah, so
excellent.
That's all I have.
Any questions for the clerk?
It includes Jimmy Hoffa's murder.
Jimmy Hoffa's murder. Oh, great. Okay. Mayor and Assembly business. Any report from the Assembly?
I just recently attended a Friends of the NRA banquet over grants, and I'm pleased to be announced that they gave us $55,000 to start work on our range. And as of to date, they've given the city $119,000, including the school, a grant for security doors. So, just like to say kudos.
That's very outstanding.
And I'd like to really thank you, Dave, for heading that up and just going the extra mile to get things built up. And the programs that you're running for youth are fantastic.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate the effort. You were really responsible for bringing those funds to our community. So, huge thank you to you. That's just fantastic. Any other Assembly members? Anybody else get some money for us? What's going on here, you guys? Paul sucked all the oxygen out of the room with his big announcement.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I would like to thank Assemblymember Powell for working with Amber and Kate to put the grant application together and to basically go up there and defend it in front of the entire NRA group.
Absolutely, that's fantastic.
And bring that money back, that's outstanding.
I have a couple things to report. I went to Juneau last week. And I did a legislative fly-in that was sponsored by the Alaska Municipal League. And I teamed up with the mayor from Gus Davis and Angoon and Dutch Harbor and the city manager from Saldovia. Mm-hmm. And we went and met with inland representatives and senators and led our case about the ferry and the impact that it's having on coastal communities. And I will say that people were very sympathetic to the issue, and were very polite and listened. I testified in front of the Senate House Committee for Transportation. I think
you were on TV.
I was on TV. Yeah, I don't know how that went, but it was good. Again, getting our case out there, but unfortunately the funds were vetoed, and we are now hoping for a fast-track supplemental. But I just want to say, one of the things I learned is that really these are crumbs that we're fighting over right now. They're just crumbs on a table. It's $5 million, and it's going to dent the ferry service just a little bit. And what we need is $300 million to get a new boat, and we need new infrastructure money. And the system is so degraded that the crumbs are not going to cut it. So hopefully we can look at it from a little different angle as we move forward. I've been pushing to have a system as a disaster response system and not just transporting kids for basketball games and bringing tourists and going out to medical appointments, because that does not resonate with other representatives and senators from other communities, because they look at it and go, that's a lot of money for very few people. But if we look at it from a disaster response standpoint, my hope is that we can maybe access funds that we weren't looking at before, and that there may be a larger value to the state when we put it in terms of that the Exxon Valdez spill, that they rushed two ferries there, right, Lisa? It was two ferries.
The Bartlett and the Aurora.
And the Kennecott was specifically designed as a disaster response vessel, as an emergency command post. And I mean, it's just... So we need to retool our thoughts a bit. So it was frustrating, but good. I'm glad I went up and did it. I also had a chance to sit down with both Senator Stedman's office and met directly with Representative Ortiz. And I brought up the course, the ferry issue, which they were well aware of and very supportive of. But I brought up specifically our fish and game office closure and expressed our deep concern about that happening. And I tied it in a larger picture of the regionalization of our services out of our community and over to Petersburg, and then us being treated as a bedroom community to the larger center in Petersburg, which is larger by 500 people. So I'm pretty sympathetic here on that, and I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to move. City manager's working really hard on the OCS worker side, and we've had just received a draft letter from Chris Guggenbichler, really well done letter that will be forwarded up to Fish and Game as well, and it's on our list for meeting with the governor about. So hopefully we'll make some inroads on that.
Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Representative, I'm sure everybody saw Representative Tammy Wilson just resigned from the legislature to work for the Dunleavy administration as sort of an overseer of OCS. And I reached out to our lobbyist, and he put me in touch with Representative Wilson. I have her. He reached out to her, and she said, please have Rangel get a hold of me immediately. Here's my email. So we will be starting that conversation with her immediately about her concerns with OCS.
And, Mr. Mayor, you failed to say that you also came up with a unique idea that I have never heard before, and that was a partnership of some sort with cruise lines and the ferry,
right,
which I thought was intriguing. So,
and when I said, when I made these comments to, I had an opportunity to meet directly with the director of Department of Transportation, Ben Stevens.
No, he's the deputy staff.
No wonder he didn't answer when I called him the director of transportation.
No,
I'm just joking.
He's the deputy chief of staff.
So he was interested in that concept. It was one of the, he was fairly negative on everything, but he was interested in that concept. So hopefully something goes there. The last thing that I just like,
well,
sorry, go ahead.
And DOT also helped the school district get our kids back.
Oh, that's right. That's fantastic that they did that. Otherwise, they would be residents of Haines, and they can't afford to lose any tax base.
Right.
Eventually, they get that.
I'm sure Haines would like to have them to shed 7 feet of snow the last few days.
Child laborers. The last thing that I'd like to just bring up is that during the recent sprinkler discharge at the public safety building, in the middle of the night or 10:30 at night, there was at least 15 plus firefighters showed up voluntarily with vacuums and sponges and
fans
and fans
dehumidifiers.
And did the cleanup on the spot, stayed there and got it done. And this is after a pretty horrendous weekend, the previous weekend, that brought EMS out on numerous calls. And I just really want to thank the fire department and Chief Bines and Dee Dee, who's sitting back there doodling away in her book. I want to thank them for just being there when this community needs them. And this is all voluntary. Nobody's paid to do this. And I just really appreciate the effort. You just know when there's 15 or 20 people show up to help out. So I want to just, huge thank you to EMS.
Well, and all the employees in the public safety building, they're working under less than ideal conditions right now.
They really are.
Yes.
So that's it for me. Anybody, anything else to add there? Okay. We're going to move along to mayor and assembly appointments. We have one appointment. We're looking for an assembly member to the investment committee. Now, Assemblymember Gilbert, are you already sitting on that? Are you?
No.
It's Assemblymember Morrison that's on there.
Right.
Assemblymember Morrison is on there already. So we're looking for one more member. And we have a, do we also on that committee, is there not a community member?
There will be once you guys pass the ordinance.
Okay, sounds good. So we're looking for one assembly member who's probably pretty good at math. And so that's not Powell.
No. Well, I'm actually really good at
assembly
math.
Assembly member Larrabee's good at math.
Are you good at math? Are you putting your name forward, Assemblymember Larrabee?
I didn't say anything.
Your eyebrow went up.
Let me talk to you about that further.
Okay.
After this.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll hold on that one and make the appointment at the next assembly meeting. And we may have a few other people here that we can harass into doing it. So we're going to table that for now. Okay?
Postpone.
Sorry, I always screw that up. So now we're on to the public hearing. Ordinance number 973 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 14.03.040. Regular meetings of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is the second reading. So we'll open the public hearing. Is there any
It's just to change the time from 7 to 6.
Thank you, Kim. Does anybody in the audience want to speak to this matter? I don't see anybody jumping up. Okay, we will close the public hearing. Is there a motion?
Move to approve, adopt ordinance number 973.
Been moved, and it's been seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. Any discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assemblymembers Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. New item number 13, new business. Ordinance number 974 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the Wrangell Municipal Code, creating Chapter 3.15, Investment Committee.
Move to approve first reading of Ordinance number 974 with second reading and public hearing scheduled for February 11, 2020.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Discussion.
Mayor, I like the idea of a community member. That was something I hadn't thought of.
It's just more transparency.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And we've got lots of people in the community that have a good eye for finance and investment. Why not use that talent?
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, and then I'm hoping that we can incorporate the school maybe into our finance program on a separate track so that they can invest their money.
Absolutely. We should be talking about that.
And they're short-term, no-risk CDs. I think they last 20 days. Is that correct?
We'll have an offline conversation about that. And
I remember that, yeah.
Come back to you with some thoughts.
Great. Any further discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13B, resolution number 01-20-1509 in the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget in the general fund, transferring $7,700 from general fund reserves to the fire department non-capital equipment and authorizing the expenditure for dispatch radio council.
Move to approve resolution 01-20-1509.
We moved. Do we have a second?
Second.
We moved and seconded. Discussion. Didi, do you want to come forward? And you came all the way down here tonight. I know. I'm not going to leave you alone. You've got to come forward.
So, Didi, I'm here.
Can you give us a little rundown of what this is about?
Dorian Spray.
Paramedic
trainer. So good. I'm here to talk about our radio system for our emergency dispatch communications. It's not fire department specific, though I know it states in there that money would be transferred to our fund. It just for ease of the purchase, I guess. Right now we're working on the 6.2 version of a telex system. Telex system is our communication system. It was installed in 2005. Upgraded in 2013 to the now 2.6 version. They're on the 7.6 version, and everything's on the, of course, Windows 7 Microsoft base, which is no longer supported. So we cannot upgrade our system any longer for these communications. Our emergency dispatchers communication system works for the police department, fire department, EMS, U.S. Forest Service, law enforcement. They monitor Alaska State Troopers, U.S. Coast Guard Channel 16, and I do believe our Border Patrol. So it's not just an in-house fire department. So we're looking to upgrade this system. We are looking to purchase one of the consoles right now. That $7,000 that we are requesting covers the console, the software for that, the desk microphone, and the VPN and audio interface, which change what's transmitted and actually makes it receivable. And then we are applying a grant actually at this time, submitting it tomorrow, hopefully, for the other three consoles that would be installed in throughout the public safety building and our 12-mile site for communications.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, the reason we're coming forward with one right now and not just applying for all four in the grant is we can't take a chance that this is going to go down. As I understand it from Dee Dee, they're actually going in and, you know, every time it's asking them to update.